Since I was little, my family has always taken a yearly trip over spring break, from Disney World to mountains to beaches. The last 3 years, my family has been taking cruises to see different islands. As we saw these beautiful, peaceful islands, I realized I hadn't understood the hardships. I especially hadn't thought of what daily life was like for those on these islands. And after our first cruise, my outlook completely changed. During one of my family's cruises, we encountered a moment that led to the change of how I live back home. In St. Lucia, my family was paying for our taxi, setting the towels we brought from the ship on the ground. These towels were right next to us, but after paying, they were gone. As my uncle was frustrated about what we just experienced, a lady came to tell us she saw a poor woman run off with them. After this experience, I questioned why someone would steal another person's towels. But when boarding the cruise, the directors told us it happens a lot, as many of the island people can't afford the life expenses. Once the week came to an end, we were having our last dinner aboard the ship. But my uncle did the usual asking of everyone's favorite part. As my cousins and siblings shared of how their favorite parts were getting to hold the monkeys, the beaches, or swimming, I shared how my favorite part was getting to understand how lucky I am to live where I do with the things I have. I told them of how at home we get electricity, warm showers, beautiful homes, and more. Sure, I understood there were people less well off back at home too. But no one should ever have to steal towels for their family or live on the dangerous streets of islands. It saddened me to think about how ungrateful my family, friends, and myself could be when there are others living in poverty and still making the best out of it. As my family continued to take our cruises, I looked closer at each island, at the people and culture. I continued to see how the people on these islands struggle to get by. Such as in Haiti, the people were struggling to sell beautiful handmade artwork, getting passed by many, giving dirty looks and whispers. I knew I wanted to help this beautiful island and its people. As I went to leave, I saw another hut selling crocheted turtles, octopuses, and more. The small turtle I saw was way more than I had thought, but all the money raised was going to mothers that couldn't afford children's supplies. I bought one to help support those mothers, as a way to help. I have continued to support each island I visit and countries less well off, because I learned from these amazing experiences that not everyone has the same luxuries as me. Today, I still find ways to help the islands and people I see in need. When I am not traveling and helping the islands, I am donating items I don't need to the less fortunate. I realize many try to sell their items, and that's not a crime to do. But I have chosen to donate my items to those less fortunate. By helping out those in need, I am able to better understand how grateful I am for what I have. I believe that being grateful for everything and giving back to those in need is more important than getting everything I want.